The book was better.
Alrighty. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the mini-sode. And Happy New Year.
I forgot that New Year.
That's what this was for a second.
2024. It's crazy.
Yay. I am feeling things.
Yeah.
With it being 2024, I don't like it.
Yep.
I'm going to be 30 in 4 days, so.
Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm not feeling any sort of existential way.
It's fine. None at all.
This is the Book Was Better mini-sode podcast thing. I'm Kaylee Clark.
I'm Taylor Collette.
And with it being the first mini-sode of the new year, we are following our tradition at this point to kind of reflect a little bit on 2023 and then kind of focus in and set some goals for the year going forward.
Yeah.
As we do.
As we do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically, it's not super structured other than that.
No.
It's roughly the same as what we do every year. Give or take some. I mean, it's been a year since we did this, and it's not like I have it written down, so.
No.
We're not that organized. Come on now.
No. I mean, a lot has changed this last year. I think our episode, our mini-sode that we recorded last New Year's, I didn't even know I was pregnant yet. It was a totally just very optimistic episode that a lot of it didn't end up working out the way we thought. That's okay.
Because life.
Because stuff happened and we're all good now.
All good things.
But, you know, hopefully there will be less surprises this year.
That's, I mean, best laid plans.
Yeah.
And all that.
All that.
Don't ask me to finish that saying because I don't actually remember what the rest of that saying is.
Best laid plans of mice and men. That's all I know.
There's got to be, but there's got to be more missing to that for saying. You know how like most of the sayings these days like have been cut short so you don't actually, people don't commonly use them the right way? Like,
yes.
Curiosity killed the cat.
But satisfaction brought it back. Or jack of all trades, master of none, better than a master of one.
Master of one, yep. Like, got to use the whole saying. So I don't know what the whole saying is.
The best laid schemes, O mice and men, gang after glay. So there you go.
That didn't help me at all, but okay.
The saying is adapted from a line in To a Mouse by Robert Burns. The best laid schemes, O mice and men, gang after glay. That is literally what it says. Yeah, but I thought
there was more to it, but maybe not.
Here we go. Wikipedia, best laid plans, idiomatic, a proverbial expression used to signify the futility of making detailed plans. Origin and meaning.
I mean, that's how I used it.
Now I'm on sidetracked. Origin and meaning. There we go.
We just need to be flexible. That's the point of all this. We need to be flexible with our plans and goals.
Oh, but here you go. The best laid schemes of mice and men go often askew and leaves us nothing but grief and pain for promised joy.
I don't think that's the original quote, but it
that
works.
Is literally, it says the original line.
Oh, that is what it is? Okay.
Yes.
So why do we all say best laid plans if the original words are include the word schemes?
Because no one says just schemes anymore.
A choice? Okay. I'm going to start saying schemes now. Just because.
The best laid schemes.
I'm going to start saying schemes.
Yeah, and then it was used in Of Mice and Men, but it says the best laid schemes of mice and men.
Well, I knew it came from Of Mice and Men, but I thought there was more.
Best laid plans.
Rhymey. I thought it was more rhymey, but whatever.
Yeah, it's not one of those. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. So cool. I guess what we cut off is often go astray. Well, so there you go. Now we've all learned something in 2024.
There you go. If you wanted to learn something new, that was one of your New Year's resolutions. Check that one off.
You're welcome. We're an educational podcast, don't you know?
Didn't you know? Okay, well, let's maybe first kind of reflect back. Favorite episode we did?
We didn't have
in 2023
a ton.
We had fewer than usual. We did have fewer than usual because of bebes. But favorite podcast episode and maybe just favorite overall read. It doesn't have to be necessarily a book read for the podcast.
I think mine are actually the same, honestly. My favorite episode that we did was Crazy Rich Asians, because that's been one of my favorite movies ever since it came out. But I hadn't ever read the book. I just really liked the movie. And so I, there you go.
Happened to have that one on my desk right now.
Yeah, Kaylee's holding it up. This was my first time reading it. And I actually listened to the audiobook, but you know what I mean. And I really liked it. As if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go check it out to hear our thoughts. But I think it was probably my favorite book that I read this year. I didn't read a ton this year, obviously, stuff going on. But of the books that I did read, I really enjoyed that one. I still need to read the sequels as well, because I want to learn more. But it was a fun read, and the episode's really fun as well. So that's mine.
My favorite episode would have to be, if we're going exclusively off of like content of like what we talked about or what we had to read and watch, it was probably Little Women, which we talked about more towards the beginning of the year, back in March. It's episode 55.
Had to do it in March because it's the March sisters.
I mean, come on. Nobody caught that. What are you doing? But yeah, so that one was really fun. I did also enjoy Crazy Rich Asians. And then I'd have to also call out our Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe episode, just because we were joined by We Ship It.
Yeah, and we do love any again, episode we do with them.
And that's just fun. Yeah, they're just always fun to get together with. So those would, when I'd have to say like favorite podcast episodes to like that we recorded and talked about and things, that would have to be it. So
what about favorite book?
Favorite book I read, I will have to shout out Love and Gelato. That was a book that we read very early. I think that was like in February. No, April. Oh, okay. Later than I thought. But we read it because it was recommended. It was one of the requests we got from a listener to cover. And I hadn't really heard of it before. And it was a Netflix original movie, which, I mean, you can, again, go listen to the episode if you haven't already, if you really want to know our thoughts on the movie and everything. Yes. But the book was, I was surprised how much I enjoyed it and like how much it made me feel. Like I cried like reading that book. So
yeah, that was, I mean, if you haven't listened to it, spoiler one, where the book was way better.
Yeah. Netflix, so yes, wishes.
That one was definitely a justice. Pleasant surprise, because a lot of times we read those kind of more like young adult Netflix adaptation ones, and they're not always great.
They're not. So that was nice. A nice pleasant surprise there. But then just kind of like overall favorite read, I would probably have to say Beach Read by Emily Henry.
That one is sitting on my shelf. I need to read it.
I'm just always pleasantly surprised with the way, and honestly, it's actually kind of similar in regards to some of like the heavier stuff discussed to Love and Gelato. Because they both kind of involve like death of a parent.
Okay.
And like overcoming that trauma and trying to figure out how you're going to move on with life and the imperfections of that parent and not having the full story. Like it Kind of funny, actually, now that I think back on it, that like both of them have similar themes in that way. And I was like, not that we lost any parents this year, but we did lose three grandparents in 2023.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's maybe why I was drawn and like really just resonated with those books about just like grief and
family,
like the benefits, though, of like focusing on the positives and like what you learn and how you move on and how you live with the grief, because grief doesn't go away. You just learn to grow around your grief. Like grief doesn't get smaller. Like it's just there. But yeah, I'd say my favorite reads last week would have to be the last week.
Last week?
last year, 2023. Favorite reads would have to be Love and Gelato and Beach Read. So
fair enough. Yeah, obviously, again, last year didn't go quite how we planned. But I'm also proud of the episodes that we did get out and what we were able to accomplish. And obviously, so grateful for all of you listeners who stuck with us through this last year or found us in this last year, for joining us as we just, again, we've never claimed to be professionals. We just amateurly make our way through this.
We do this because we like it.
Yes. There's no like real.
Because it's fun.
Professionalism to be found with this podcast, but that's what makes it fun.
Exactly. But I will say, learned some things. I feel like I read a lot, and I do. But some of the things I'm reading, I don't know how to count them towards my like reading goals. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing, like with reflecting on 2023, like on Goodreads, if I'm using Goodreads to like track how many books I've read, I didn't reach my reading goal. But how do I include or count like the graphic novels that I read online, right? Like I don't, they're not for, like they're self-published. Like I can't find them anywhere. Or like there's like cute things like that, that like I'll find. And then before I know it, I've read the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, that was really cute. Like I thought it would just be a little comic strip and it wasn't like.
Yeah.
But I wanted to read last year. I think I set my goal to be like 35 books and I only read 20.
So I definitely
didn't get through, but I still didn't get through as many as I wanted to. I wish I just set aside more time to read.
Yeah, it's so hard.
I also like I read books to my kids. But like, yeah. I'm not going to count those necessarily because it's like, yes, I've read Green Eggs and Ham like 7 times and Go, Dot, Go. And like, oh, the places you'll go, like,
or like
there's a Walk It in my pocket. All great ones.
Yeah. Or like when you read, like sometimes I'll read like a magazine article or I'll read like something online or the scriptures, you know?
Yeah, I'm like the Bible.
Yes.
Is one of my reads. Like
I'm not, I did not include that.
I maybe should have like.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely didn't hit my goal. I hardly remember what it was. It was higher than what I did though. I know that much. So I'm trying to keep it really realistic this next year and try to really like do a goal that I can hit. And if I exceed it, great. But I just need a win.
I get that. Well, and I wanted to, so I feel like I'm being more realistic with my reading goal this year. I set it to be 25. So if in 2023, I read 20. This year, I want to read 25, right? Like, so I'm still pushing myself, trying to give myself more, like prioritize it more. But still have it be realistic instead of like, I'm going to read a book a week. Like, and the thing is sometimes I do read a book a week.
Sometimes and then I'll read it in a day.
And then I'll go a month where I've only read one book in that whole month. You know, like it's hard.
Are you counting podcast books in that?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So of those 20 books I read, a good chunk of them were for the podcast.
Yeah.
And then only a few of them were like outside of the podcast for myself. So,
yeah, I want to do 24 for 2024, but
okay,
essentially two a month, including podcast books.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to, you know, because especially with us trying to do more series this year, it's possible we won't be reading up, you know, two books a month. So I'm hoping to get through some of my TBR list that I have sitting on my bookshelf, just staring at me, and get through some of those as well as our podcast books.
Yeah. And I think it'll be fun. So that is something, speaking of like goals and plans for this year, we are finally venturing into covering a book adapted to a TV show instead of movie. You asked, we answered. We're going to be doing the Percy Jackson series, the TV show.
Yes.
But it's the first time we've done it. And so we're going to just, I think we have it figured out that we'll do just like two episodes of the show into one of our episodes.
Yeah.
And they cover varying chapters.
Yeah, it depends on the episode. So we'll kind of have to figure it out as we go. And like
episode
break it down.
One and two, I believe, I don't have it book. It's on the book's on my nightstand, so I don't have it in front of me. But I believe when I did look at it, actually, I texted you, didn't I? Where I was like,
you said episode one covers like eight chapters. And there's only like 30 something in the book.
There's not even 30. No, I'm finding it because I did. I texted you. I said, two episodes. So the first two episodes covered the first nine chapters of the book. There's only 22 chapters total.
Okay, yeah. So
they are not evenly covering things. So who knows? So yeah, maybe some of these episodes will only cover like one chapter and then other episodes cover six, you know?
Yeah.
So
we're going to figure it out as we go.
It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be doing that. But we are waiting a little bit. Only as of now, today, actually, the fourth episode came out. And so we're giving it a little more time so more episodes can come out before we start recording so that they're all released for us to do, basically. So we're going to finish the Voyage of the Dawn Treader. We're going to finish the Narnia movies.
Finally.
And that'll give us enough time for the Percy Jackson show to get enough that
ahead.
We can start releasing episodes and not get ahead of it, basically. Yeah. But I am excited for that because, like, hopefully if we get a good grasp on this and it goes well,
then we'll do some more in the future.
We can have a good plan for how to do maybe the Mortal Instruments books, which was turned into one movie, but then the rest of the books weren't turned into movies, but then it became a TV show and they did do the whole thing, I believe, as a TV show. I think there's like three seasons.
At least a good chunk of it.
Yeah. So could definitely plan on doing more of that.
We're finally going to cover The Lord of the Rings this year. That's one that we have been talking about doing since the beginning. And this year,
I just want to do it justice.
It's finally going to happen. We're going to do it. I'm not saying when. I'm not making a promise on when. But this year.
We still also have to decide, are we going to do it against the like original film release or against the extended edition?
Oh, geez. Yeah. Extended edition. Who even watches the original?
I don't know. I don't know the last time I did watch the non-extended. So it would be interesting to me to even just watch it and really realize like, oh, all of that stuff was added in. Like,
that's it was not crazy. So I mentioned that I just right after I had Henry, I rewatched the trilogy and I watched the extended edition, obviously. And my husband watched with me and I guess he hasn't seen the extended versions.
I'm sorry, what?
He's only seen the Fellowship of the Ring extended. So I was watching Twin Towers and Return of the King with him and he's like, I haven't seen that before. I haven't seen that before. And I was like, this is so important. Why did they cut
this? Why was this nothing? Yeah.
So okay. Those will definitely be fun episodes, I'm sure.
Yeah. Especially because an extended edition, one movie is like over 3 hours long.
Yes. And yet I'm sure we will still have stuff to talk about.
Oh, of course. Of course we will. We're us. But
yeah,
it'll be good. I'm excited for that, too, because I have not read the Lord of the Rings books since I was 12, 13. Like, it's been over 15 years since I read those books.
I'm glad
it's giving us that excuse.
Audible credits before I canceled my Audible. And so I bought the whole series. So I'm ready to go.
You're prepared.
Yeah.
Sweet. So, yeah, so we're going to finally do that. When it comes to mini-sodes, we are going to branch out a little bit into doing some author interviews. I am trying to get that first one set up and scheduled, so that'll be fun. I'm excited about that because I'm biased about the author that she is. Yeah. So, it's just figuring out logistics scheduling wise when, we both work full time and have little tiny children. So, but it's coming. It might, maybe if, even if it's like, we can't make it work until the summer, so be it. But it's going to happen. So,
yes.
I'm not promising any timelines, but I have the connection and I will make it happen because I'm determined. and then hoping that we can maybe branch out and do more and make more connections and talk to more authors and things. Cause being a book nerd means nerding out about the process of writing a book and publishing a book and stuff as well. So
yes,
I think it's fun to talk about that. Any other goals for the podcast, plans for the podcast that you want to share? I mean, obviously we're excited to collaborate with more fellow book podcasters.
Yes, we definitely want to do more collaborations this year. We've already kind of started getting the wheels turning on some of those. And then just being more active on social media for sure. So if you don't follow us at TBWB Podcast on Instagram or Facebook, because those are really the only two we use. We're on Pinterest as well, but that's not really a
and Tumblr
huge one.
we don't check those as often.
No, definitely really Instagram and Facebook. You can go over there because we want to interact more with our listeners. That's our favorite part of like using social media, is being able to interact with you guys. So we want to be more active on there and try for more consistency.
I was going to say a little bit more structure. I mean, again, goals need to be smart and they need to be realistic. And with having small children, with having full-time jobs outside of this, like this is a hobby. It's a hobby that I enjoy and definitely want to dedicate time to.
Yes.
But realistically, I know that like life has consistently proven to get in the way and not make it consistent. So a little bit more structure in, maybe like how often we post, when we share what we're going to be reading / watching next, right? Like those kinds of things definitely are there for me. But realistically, I'm not going to promise that every Wednesday at 6 a.m. I'm going to have the episode ready and uploaded. Like,
no. I mean,
I know better.
Literally, we're recording and it's Wednesday.
Yeah, because right? Like, it was New Year's. So, like, you were literally flying.
Yeah, I was on a plane yesterday.
Like, we couldn't record until now. So, you were in Idaho before then, right? Like, we were visiting family. We had other things. And that's okay.
That's okay.
So, I'm not going to be mad at us about that. We're doing what we can.
No.
And trying to have fun while we do it.
Yes, have fun. That's the real goal.
That's the focus.
Speaking of fun, everyone wish Kaylee a happy early birthday because her birthday is on the 7th.
Oh, yeah. It's on a Sunday.
And it's the big 3-0.
I'm feeling things.
It's a big deal. So very exciting.
It's weird. Like leading up to it, like I feel like this week especially, time has just felt bizarre.
Mm.
And I guess that's normal. they're normal feelings to have around New Year. I feel that it's probably pretty common for a lot of people to have some dysphoria, I guess, about the passage of time and, oh, it's already been a whole year. And but like, I very strongly felt that this time around where, like Jimmy turned one, Christmas happened and this whole, and like looking at the episodes we did and I'm like, I swear it really was not that long ago when we talked about that, when we watched that, when we did that.
Yes.
It's just insane to me. And I just remember so distinctly being 15, you know, half 15 years ago, like half my life ago.
Yeah.
Thinking about, oh, when I'm 30, that'll be crazy. Like, it's just such a distinct memory I have 15 years ago of envisioning what my life would be like at this stage. And it's just weird. It is. It's a little, I'm dealing with
spooky, crazy.
A little bit of dysphoria, I guess. That's not the right word. That's not the word I want to use. What's the word I want to use? It's not disappointment. That's not it. My husband just goes disappointment. Disillusionment, maybe?
Oh, yeah. That
might be the right word.
That's a better one.
So to any other 94 babies listening to this, because I was right there at the beginning.
That's okay.
And it's all coming for you. It's knocking.
Next year.
This is 30 knocking at your door.
That'll be me next year. Yeah. So.
Yep. So we're only 19 months apart. So.
Yes.
The clock is ticking.
Yes. Well, before we wrap up, do you have a personal goal you want to share? Because I feel like we've done that in the past. Where we share one like non-podcast book related goal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My personal goal is actually still book related, but
Okay.
My oldest is 6. She's in kindergarten. I've talked about that before. She's been learning to read and she's excelling at it. She just did some reading test at school and she's reading way above grade level. I think she's reading at like a second grade level almost. And she's halfway through kindergarten. All of my kids have been blessed to have loved books the way I do without me really having to like force it on them. They just naturally like to read and look at books. But with Olivia being able to read very well, and we've got some like early reader chapter books and things, I want to start doing what mom and dad did with us, where like every night we would sit down and we would read a book together and it would be like every other page. I have very strong memories of I read a page, then dad read a page, then I read a page, then dad read a page. And we read so many books that way. We read Dragon Rider that way. We read Aragorn that way. Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit. Like,
it's funny you remember that with dad, because I remember with mom.
Yeah. Well, and I think mom did it with me too, but it was mostly dad in my case. And I think it's because while dad was reading with me, mom went and read with you.
Yeah.
And I really want to start doing that with Olivia. And I think especially now that we have 3 kids and she's the oldest, I get some mom guilt sometimes. I'm going to like get emotional. Ugh, I hate being who I am sometimes.
So gross emotions.
I'm like, oh, gross. I feel emotions. I get mom guilt sometimes about that. I put too much pressure on her or like rely on her too much simply because she's the oldest and it's like, she's still only 6. Like she's still a kid. And like, I want to let her enjoy being a kid. But doing that and like dedicating some one-on-one time with her.
Yeah. To do something that. Special.
Mm-hmm. So that's my goal this year is to, read some books like that with her. And she's shown interest in, like, she's loved Harry Potter for forever. And I've read Harry Potter out loud to the girls before. But like, we have those illustrated books that like, I've read those out loud and we've looked through those and things, but like giving her a turn to try reading some, and even if it's not a whole page at first, maybe even it's just like, you take this paragraph, I'll help you when you need help.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Mm.
Well, that's very sweet. I think that's a very sweet goal.
Mm-hmm.
So tender. Henry's a little young.
Yeah. No, I don't expect you to have a reading goal with your 3-month-old.
No. But I will say this past year definitely was a rough one for me. Pregnancy was not fun. Mentally, especially. I went through a lot. And postpartum is also an experience. And I feel like I'm just coming out of this year-long haze depression. And fog and depression, honestly. And so my goal this year is to kind of just re-find joy and rekindle, like, the love that I have for crafting and for the things that used to bring me joy. So every month I want to, like, pick a craft and do it and, like, you know, spend time on it, learn a new skill or whatever it may be. And
new method or technique or something.
Something. And not worry about it being perfect or not do it for a specific thing, but just for the enjoyment of it. And try to kind of put more effort back into me as a person since I'm giving a lot out right now.
So. Welcome to motherhood.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But yeah, basically, like, remind yourself of, like, your interests and hobbies and things outside of being a mom.
Yes. And, like,
because obviously, you are still a person outside of being a mom and wife. Yes. Like, that Taylor still exists.
Yes. And it's been hard because my work, which obviously I love my work, I'm so grateful for the job. It also is quite crafty. But sometimes because that is a job, you know, it's not takes always the joy super out of it a fun. Little bit. And so I'm trying to find it outside of that.
Definitely. No, I think that that's also very important and a good goal to have. Not only for just for fun, but also just for mental well-being.
Yeah, so. Honestly.
Yeah. So I think we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah, I don't think there's much more to say. We
will. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year. We will post on our social medias asking if there's any goals that you guys want to share, book related or not. So if you want to share your goals, get some accountability with us, then
accountability buddies.
Yes. We will be posting that there sometime this week. And yeah, obviously, as we go through the year, we'll try to check in. And I'm sure I'll share my projects on socials as we do them.
Yeah, but definitely. And we'll continue to share updates on Instagram as well. Again, with one of our goals, we're going to try and be better about sharing with more time in advance. What books / movies are coming so that you have time to read them before the episode comes out.
Yes. Yeah, we'll probably release like a month at a time. That's what we just did for January. But we'll probably release the one for February in a couple weeks so that there's, you know, that buffer time before February and so on and so forth. So,
yeah. So, again, don't hold us to it too strongly about that timeline, but roughly, well, we're going to give you more time.
Yes, we're going to do our darndest.
We appreciate all of you. We thank you for sticking with us and for listening, as always. And we hope that you have a great week.
And don't forget to read.